This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. Got a little business where you're having trouble keeping a cashier? Well, you know what? These guys can do self-checkout. All you got to do is call 800-540-2149. Dr. Jeff, Mark, Beth, Ted, Tony, Ramon. Tell them you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. They'll come out. They'll look at your business, and if it fits, you'll be totally thrilled with 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-day service. You won't have to hire any employees. You won't have to go through all that. And you will move right into the 21st century. Also, we want to thank Alpha Site Logistics. They're going to be supporting the Lost Lizard Run. And why are they important to you? Because you have a portable toilet, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Call them at 760-352-8383. Ask for your quote today and tell them thanks for being on SDORC Dirt Radio. Well, sleepy time is in the studio, and Ed is under a trailer, sound asleep at where is he at?
Sand Sports Super Show out at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa.
Did you drive back this morning?
No, last night. Yeah, we hung out for a little while after the show shut down yesterday. We worked the show, hustled all day long from Friday. We had Rick Moore on site Friday. Oh. He went out, set up early, staged, was there when the gates opened at 4. Wow. They were 4 to 10 on Friday. Yesterday was 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Today's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And so you think they're giving away free trips to Hawaii. O'clock. There's so many people there.
There were so many people there. It was impressive to see the amount of people there ready to spend money and buy what they wanted, to see all the new technology that's there.
But it's not going to do them any good if we don't keep the deserts open. What's the point of buying all that crap if you don't keep the deserts open?
I know. And, you know, getting the support from Sand Sports Super Show to be on site, you know, they didn't charge us to come in and have our booth there so that we could promote. That was so amazing.
Yeah.
It was awesome seeing all the vendors that were there on site.
Did you get a lot of traffic to your booth?
Lots of traffic by our booth and in the building. Lots of traffic outside walking around, you know.
So people were really interested in, like, Corva was there, I'm sure.
Yep,
SDORC.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So people were really, because they're starting to hear in the general public, probably because of Pismo,
yep,
that the government is out to take away your sport.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today, American Sand Association's out there today. They're raffling off their sand car that they have that they're using to raise money for the lawsuits. They have their lawsuit that's filed with Ecologic for Oceana Dunes, Pismo Beach.
Did I win?
Friends of Oceana Dunes. I don't know. It happens at 2 o'clock today.
Do I have to buy a ticket?
Well, yeah, you have to buy a ticket.
Oh, but yeah. I didn't win.
We went through yesterday, and you know, all of them get our money every single year. Mm-hmm. I throw a $100 bill at ASA for their raffle. I throw a $100 bill at Friends of Oceana Dunes for their raffle. They also had their Polaris General on site, and they were selling raffle tickets like crazy in the Rugged Radios Pavilion at the Rugged Radios mm-hmm. booth. It was great to see Greg Crentrell yesterday from Rugged Radios. Quite a few of our friends were there saying hi to them. Jim Sudi and Karen Sudi. Jim and was just on live. They had pulled him up on the stage just a little bit ago. Again, it's open until 4 o'clock today. So right now, if you're in San Diego, it's an hour and a half. You can make the drive up there, and you could spend the next, you know, 2.5 hours walking around until they close down.
There's
still things going on
today.
You know, this was the first year in 10 years that I didn't see Steve and Sherry on site today. But they don't have the print magazines. They usually give away thousands. Thousands of magazines at this, and then Steve, I don't know if you know this about him or not, but he collects motorcycles. So he brings out all of his vintage bikes that he has and stations them out, and he gets so many people coming into his to their booth and drawing.
Well, they might have been there, you just didn't see them.
They could have been walking the show, and I just didn't see them. There was so many people. You know, I spent a half hour working the core of a booth. I spent a half hour working the Friends of Oceano's booth. I went over and said hi to everybody at ASA and bought our raffle ticket for there. But they had a decent amount of people in their area, so I went back over to SDRC's booth and hustled. You know, and it was a good day. It was
well. Wouldn't you say that, because, you know, you couldn't believe how much of an attendance, but I think that had a lot to do with coronavirus, people being locked in and going, because go out and try to buy a sand car today.
Oh, they're sold out.
Well, that's my point. So I think this was a perfect opportunity for the people that just bought all this stuff to go buy more stuff and learn more about the deserts and how hard these organizations like SDORC are working to try to keep, you know, were you trying to sign up people to join?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got a lot of response there, too.
The number one question I have, or that we ask generally, is, hey, do you like going to the desert? Mm-hmm. Well, you should become a member. We're a member organization. Right. $25 gets you in.
A year.
A year, yeah. And I was having the debate with that the other day because, you know, I'm like, it's really sad to see our numbers are actually dwindling. You would think that with the fight that we have going on right now and the amount that we're out in the public and letting everybody know that, check it out, in the next 3 years, Pismo's gone.
Right.
It's going to be closed down. If we can't show our numbers and we don't have those numbers behind us, when I send that email and I ask for that comment, if you can't take the 5 minutes to make that comment, at least throw $25 our way.
Right.
You know, that should be no big deal for you to throw down money on it.
But you probably got a lot. You probably sold a lot. Yesterday, right? Wouldn't you say? And today?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We did it pretty good yesterday. Hopefully they're doing great today. I think Nicole is on site today with Ed. They're working today trying to hustle and see how much we can sell for
$25
mainly memberships
a year.
And mainly Lost Lizard entries to the Lost Lizard Off Road Fun Run. Right. So that's you know, I unfortunately didn't have merchandise, so we didn't get our trailer out there this year. So it wouldn't, you know, but.
And everything to do with off-road was there.
Oh,
wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes.
Because if you're not there.
Here's the thing that's kind of disappointing. If you started 10 years ago, there was half of it was quads. Half of it was had more. You had Jeeps out there, built Jeeps. You had, you know, sand cars, buggies out there, truggies out there. Now you're seeing, you know, there was a handful of built buggies. There was a handful of a couple of trophy trucks and truggies that were there. Mainly everything side by side. Everything was side by side. I wanted to go get a couple Jeep parts. We were looking for the sound systems. I think every single sound system company was there, and they were all for side by sides. They didn't have one thing there that would work for my Jeep.
Right.
So it was like, well, man, that's a little disappointing that the show is literally, it's changed
but what's
in the
selling,
dynamic.
What's selling like, now?
Side by sides.
Okay.
Yep.
It's kind of like if you're a Volkswagen enthusiast and you go to the good guys looking for Volkswagen stuff.
Yeah. They're not going to have it. Yeah. Exactly. But this show, if you have side-by-sides, whether it was a Razor, whether it was a Can-Am, whether it was a Kawasaki, they were all on site. They had upgrades beyond, if you wanted aftermarket parts, every aftermarket part you could possibly think of was there.
And
they
paraphernalia, had the, shirts,
yeah.
hats.
Oh, yeah. You know, one thing that, you know, I was talking about with a couple, you know, actually Charlie from Corva yesterday in Charlie Lowe, he has a Polaris Razor, and he was how come is it with a car, when you have a car, you can go 25, 30,000 miles before you got to do a clutch replacement or belt replacement, right? And he's like, I got 2,000 miles on my Razor, and I got to replace the belt. And, you know, I got 3,000 miles on my Razor, I got to replace the clutch, you know? So why is it, why don't they build to last longer?
The way you drive it?
No, that's just literally how they are. You can look up the specs of it. It's
look
like
at
the
motorcycle
maintenance on your vehicle.
Look at motorcycle tires. They don't last more than a year.
No.
So, I mean, they build in obsolescence automatically, but it is what it is. But I'm sure if this keeps up, people are going to start making belts. They're going to make clutches.
They're there. The aftermarket parts. API Performance was there with your aftermarket clutches. And that stuff will last. They're one of our supporters. Yeah. I've talked to them yesterday. They're one of our supporters, API Performance. And they're, they're donating for the Lost Lizard. And, you know, a couple of other ones. ALP generators, the propane generator is there, and they're going to donate a 1,000 little generator.
Ooh.
And he was promoting, I think we have to take a break. We'll come back right after this.
Yeah. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. Sam, won't you ever learn? Turn it over.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio. We sing along with everybody on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
I need you.
Sorry. AM 1170.
The Answer.
Jeez Louise. Tell me about your little round and rubber friend, Mr. Miller.
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your automotive or tire needs. If you need an alignment or a brake check, he's here to help you out. If you're broke down on a construction site, he's got those mobile trucks to come out and get you going where you need to be. Give him a call at Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee, 619-596-2800.
All right. Looked like we've got Mr. Ed Stoven.
I am here.
He should be live on site at Sand Sports Super Show right now.
Wide and live. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. We're having a great show. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of great vendors, all kind of off-road stuff. I'm standing by the American Sand Association booth. In about 2 hours, they're going to give away this Polaris Turbo S Razor side-by-side. That thing is all done up. It has graphics on it. It has a bunch of parts. I don't even know.
How much are the tickets?
Tickets. So this one is a capped raffle. They're only selling 1,000 tickets, and they're selling for $100 a piece.
Have they sold them all yet?
I don't know. I think they got a couple left.
Okay, go buy me one for $100. I'll pay you next Sunday. And if I win, really? I will not take you for a ride.
Oh, darn it. Are you serious? You want me to get you a ticket?
Yeah.
I'll get you.
Buy me a ticket. Tell them it's from Racer Radio. And tell them that go buy me a ticket. Seriously. I just did it on air. Like, I can't wiggle out of it now. So, hey, how many people have you signed up to join SDORC? Can you guys keep in track?
We're not keeping track. What we're really emphasizing is the poker run. We're handing out flyers and asking people to come attend the poker run, sign up online, come out and enjoy it. A lot of people know about it, and a lot of other people were really thrilled to find out that there's going to be a cool event that they can go out to.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, good. But
love telling everybody that you can make the entire green course in a stock vehicle.
Yeah.
But if you got a built vehicle, I'm going to test your skills and abilities on my red course. And throw that challenge out there.
I win that side-by-side, I'll take the red course.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Yeah, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And Audrey is going to drive because she knows the red course better than I know the red course.
Like the back of my hand.
That's right. So a lot of vendors. Are a lot of people coming up to your booth and asking a lot of questions about who are you, why are you, and what are you doing?
Yeah. You know, that's funny. People came up and they want to know about Oceana Dunes.
Yeah.
They want to know about the Red Sticker program. And some people are just like, what are the problems? What's going on out there?
Mm-hmm.
So we tell them. A lot of people, honestly, are here just for shopping and just for having a day's experience around off-roading.
Sure, sure.
Just looking at stuff. You can see they're wide-eyed and they're grabbing stickers. They're buying stuff. People have carts they drag. The funniest one I saw was the baby stroller was full of off-road stuff, and they were carrying the baby.
That's what I'd do. I'd be just dragging that little rascal behind me.
Yeah.
I love
That's one of the things that Michael McGarry did and I had a conversation about last night was how do you pull people into your booth when they're there and they want to be shopping and they want to be on the happy. They're there. They're stoked for the season. And then they come up to our booth and our booth is kind of like, oh, man, I know I need to support them, but I don't even want to hear about what's going on with, you know, the political part of it and the fight and the battle. And it's like, so how do you get them just to throw down a $20 bill for a donation as they're walking by and you get them, you know, to call them out on that? So, you know, that if they, I liked saying, you know, yeah, we're inviting them out to the Lost Lizard, but then at the very end of it, when they would tell me, oh, I can't go, oh, we're too busy. Well, hey, we're a membership organization and we do everything off of our members. So throw down $20 and
right.
Become a member of SDORC, and that was, and if it's like you don't support us, hopefully you're supporting Corva
right.
or American Sand Association or Cal 4 Wheel is here or Friends of Oceano Dunes. You know, we're all in it to win it together.
That's
we're
right.
a united front.
So you're there till 4 o'clock, so people in San Diego still have time to drive up.
Yes, if you step on it, you can be here till they're open till 4.
Yeah, and it's only 12:30, hour and a half, 12:30, 1:30.
It'd be 2 o'clock.
Get there
That's
by
right
two.
When
you still,
raffling off
yeah,
the
you
ASA.
Still got 2 hours to get involved and have some fun on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. How's the weather up there?
It's beautiful. It's probably 75, 78.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's one of the nicest shows that we've had ever. Every other year, it's been 95 to 105 for and it's been hot and miserable. We were outside. This year, we're in a building. We're in Building 14. We're across from or next to Burt's Mega Mall inside.
I need a ticket.
And it's a beautiful day. Couldn't be better out there, you know. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Walking around, seeing everybody, you know, you're not out there sweating like you usually are. You can spend the time talking. You're not getting overheated. It's an absolutely gorgeous day to be out there.
And there's food and drink and everything.
Oh, there's lots of food. They got a beer garden.
Oh, wow.
And it just makes for an absolutely amazing day there. Walking around, seeing all the new technology that's out there.
That's the main thing.
You got Will Wood brakes out, showing the new brake system that's out there. You've got everybody that you could think of that's in the industry is there.
I didn't even know Will Wood was in the side-by-side and off-road industry.
Oh, yeah. They're huge in it.
Hey, Ed, what's some of the biggest, what's the biggest question people are asking you?
They want to know about Oceano Dunes. Okay, so Dave, I'm right here. I just gave him $100.
All right.
I'm writing, okay, Ed Stoven. No, I'm writing Dave Stahl.
Yeah, S-T-A-L-L, Ed Stoven.
Okay, there's two L's, right.
Right.
I'll put down the rest of it.
You got my cell number. You got my cell number.
Yeah, don't say that on air.
What, 760-715-5507? I would never do that.
I know. I do the same thing. Everybody was like, oh, who has your phone number? I'm like, oh, yeah, 619.
Hey, for a hot date, 480. For a hot date, 760.
Joel Anderson put his phone number out there. He didn't care.
No.
No.
Hey, if you're afraid to put your phone number out, then you shouldn't be in media.
Yeah, exactly. You shouldn't be on air.
Am I right?
Yeah. Nope.
That's
feel
right.
free to contact me. You got important issues. You want to discuss it. You want to make
I'm
me aware
ready.
Of something going on.
Let
I'm
me
here.
Know.
You want to debate with me. You don't
let
like
me
my
know.
Point of view.
Let
by
me
all means,
know.
Let me know. Yeah. My email is info@sdorc.org.
That's right.
Send us an email. Let
We're
us
ready.
Know what your concerns are. Give me a call. That's what my favorite thing is to do, is to
right.
have a conversation with somebody.
But folks, if you're sitting here listening to this, you can get us on AM, drive to SandSport, and then once you get out of range, you can flip to
96.1
on FM. That's in the whole LA area. Because, folks, we need to be involved. But it sounds to me like you got a lot of people there. And are you noticing that there's a lot of new off-roaders coming around?
I think they're mostly seasoned people that want to have another experience seeing stuff. They want to see the latest and the greatest stuff.
Sure.
There's a lot of side-by-sides here. I was over at Funco. They sell the big V8 buggies. I don't know. Did you know they're going for over $200,000 now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These
I walked by the Tatum Motorsports
cars.
Yesterday.
All they do is pop wheelies.
They got a
wheelies.
$500,000 Tatum truggy there.
All they
that
do
is
just pop
built
wheelies.
To the tilt and gorgeous.
They will do wheelies at will.
I was dreaming.
Yeah. all day long, all day long.
770 torque, and then the horsepower is over 1,000 horsepower.
Oh my god!
770 torque to each wheel.
I'll take a side by side. Thank you very much. Turbocharged. I'm ready, Freddie.
I've seen a couple new companies, too, that I didn't know about were out there. And so it's awesome to go out and see these new manufacturers, these new builders, right? So it's the smaller businesses that are there trying to promote.
It's kind of like your husband. If he was to start his own, since he's really good at suspension and fabbing, it'd be almost like if he started out.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where you need to be because that's, Ed, wouldn't you say this is the SEMA of off-road?
This is like the Southern California version of it.
Yeah.
And this is more for the consumers. FEMA is more for inside the industry people.
True.
This is for the consumers, the people that go to the desert that want to buy stuff. They come here, and there's some great prices on stuff at the shows.
Yeah.
You know, off-road gear, wheels, tires, parts, four-wheel parts, Honda, Yamaha, Polaris, they all have booths. Big areas. Friends of Oceana Dunes has a pretty good spread. They have some flyers. They said this guy named Padilla, who is screwed with us from the, I forget what agency he was with. He's running for a state senate in southern San Diego County, that we're going to have to be working against him. They have some other letters they want us to send. They have postcards. We just put our name on it, and they stamp it and send it.
Sweet.
So we're helping them with that. The Bureau of Land Management is here. They have a booth. And, you know, I used to think the BLM was the enemy of off-roaders. And it turns out they're really not our enemy. They have a picture of a road at the dunes that the sand had blown over. Overnight, there was a foot of sand, and people were trapped in there. Well, they have their piece of heavy equipment pushing the sand away so that people can get in and out
of
it. They're really our friends out there.
So,
California Association of Four-Wheel Drive Clubs, they have a booth. They're selling raffle tickets for their Jeep. Corva is here. They're inside. They have a variety of parts, products they're selling, and they're promoting the Truck Haven Challenge in January. I think it's the 22nd of January in Octavia Wells.
All right. Well, hey, we got to take a break, but do me a favor. Either you and Nicole go out and start lining up some interviews for future radio shows, and we can do the interview during the week or on the weekend and promote the hell out of the radio show. And do you want to, why don't we have you call back in about, give us 15 minutes, call back at 12:45.
You got it. I'm getting your phone number on your raffle ticket. I'll get it in the drum.
You're the man. Go do it. Okay. All right, bye-bye, folks. This is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Let's talk a little bit about PRMI Mortgage. I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Wiley doesn't have a booth up there.
Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. He's here to help you out for any of your home loans that you're looking for. He's got the FHA, the UA. If you're here, if you're looking to refinance or start and buy your home for the first time, the government has grants for first-time buyers.
Sure.
He's here to help you out, process all the paperwork through. Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. at 619-722-1303.
Right, without a doubt. And we talked about Steve and Sherry Kukula a little bit earlier, wondering if they were there. This is SNS Magazine. Go to SSORM.com. They've been supporting the desert for, gosh, as many years as I can remember.
Yeah, 1982.
And it's your go-to. It's truly your go-to way of staying on top of what's going on in the deserts, whether it's events, whether it's classifieds, you're buying a buggy, selling a buggy, parts, pieces, whatever the case may be. Highly recommend you check these guys out. It's stupid dirt cheap.
Yep.
Yeah, Clint August calling me. Doesn't he know I'm doing radio?
Magazine. Probably.
Don't you know I'm on radio? Jeez, love. Wait, ladies and gentlemen, Clint August calling in while I'm on radio because he doesn't know when I'm on. I know when he's on Monday through Friday.
I'm glad you're laughing, Clint.
Are, you know why I called, babe? Because I'm such a fangirl. I love you.
All right.
I had to talk to you. I can't be a part of you, even when you're doing your job. I can't.
What do you want?
Well,
trying to sweet talk him.
I'm going to learn what a flake I am, or maybe I'm not. I thought we talked once about the fact that I'm going on vacation next week. So
yeah.
I'm going to bring in a bike for KUSI this Friday morning.
Yeah.
I realized, I hope we planned on that. Is that good?
Yes. Really?
Ooh. You know, Clint, I was at Sand Sports Super Show yesterday, Clint, and when I was at Sand Sports Super Show yesterday, I spoke with Bonnier Events. They're putting on Adventure Rally November 4th through the 6th, Saturday, November 4th through the 6th. It's a motorcycle rally. It's a dual sport or a dirt bike rally. They give you different destinations in the desert between Ocotillo Wells, Pinyon Mountain, the Squeeze, a couple of other ones where you have to go through and you find your own way there. You got to take a picture of yourself at each of the destinations on their list and then submit it to them. And that's how you earn your points and win for the different parts of the rally. And they have a big raffle that night and the whole nine yards. But he Yeah, so I didn't even know about that one. I was super stoked to find out about it. They reached out to us to help with the recovery, off-road recovery, because some of the guys, you know, set their bikes down or have incidences where they need help getting out, especially at Pinyon Mountain at the Squeeze, I guess, or they, you know, tend to have issues getting down the Squeeze with their dirt bikes. So, yeah, but I figured that.
8 years old when I learned about that.
Yeah, yeah. That would be a good one for you to go to.
About that later to get more details, please.
Well, have you still got the Honda, what was it, the African Queen or whatever it is?
The African Twin, which I just returned.
Oh.
Gosh, I think about 4 days ago. I had that thing for 2 months. That's why I love getting bikes from Honda. It's like I own it, but I don't have to pay for it.
Well, call them back up and tell them you want to do this event and have them send you something else.
That might not be a bad idea.
Hey, yeah. Publicity, publicity, publicity. All right. We are doing San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Radio. So, and I don't get off air till 6 o'clock tonight. So we can either chat on my way home or we can chat tomorrow.
How about this? I'll just send you the information. Let's chat tomorrow. And I'm honored that you would even think to put me on your airwaves.
Oh.
I didn't think I was worthy.
You're always welcome. It's just that we don't want the other big dogs to know because they won't, so they'll yell at you.
Nah, they're cool about it. Now, you know, the thing is, if they heard this, they'd know that I called in.
Yeah.
And my naivete was what put me on, and I think they would actually kind of laugh at it because folks realize what the legend is like, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, go to MotorcycleMonkey.com if you want to support one of the greatest guys in San Diego County. The guy gives back to the community and the military. And check out his coffee every Saturday and Sunday right there on Mission Gorge Road. Get there about 3 in the morning if you want a parking spot. I tried.
Wow. I'm really glad that I called in. Thank you, Dave.
All right. So go wash your bike.
That won't happen, but everything else sounds good.
All right, buddy. Take care. Yeah, he really does such a great job, I mean, for the community.
Yeah.
I've given him a once-a-month motorcycle segment on KUSI. But he's a snowflake. He's so afraid to hurt people's feelings and everything. Somebody called him Princess. He's so funny. So, yeah, so he's, I don't know where he's going, but so I've hooked him up with manufacturers like I try to do with you.
Yep.
So funny. I have to tell you this cute story. So I take him down to the Ducati. That was back in 2019 when they were showing the 2020 models.
Yeah.
And he'd never been to a press event before. So they're walking around with all these hors d'oeuvres, little lamb chops and all that. I go, stop eating like you haven't eaten before in your life. He's got lamb chops in his mouth and he's got drinks and he's eating salad things. And I go, take your time. It's okay. This stuff is not going to go away. But this is so good. I've never done this before. And he's not. It was embarrassing. But anyway, so I got him hooked up with Ducati.
That's so amazing.
And he would be a good guy to get in on that ride because of his, you know, involvement in San Diego County when it comes to motorcycles. And MotorcycleMonkey.com, seriously, folks, he gives back to the community. He's trying, like, you know what, to do a podcast. He's only been working on it for 6 months. He hasn't quite figured it out yet. He's either being way anal or he doesn't know how to turn the switch on. I haven't quite figured out what it is, but good guy. Super, super, super good guy. I can't mention to the radio station that he's on because I did that on another station and got whacked, so I don't want to do that again.
No.
Because I like doing what I do. But folks, if you haven't joined SDORC or Corva, I suggest you join them all. The money investment is virtually nil.
Yeah, if you think about what it is that you're putting in for, I mean, even just to prep your toy, whatever your toy may be, whether it be the dirt bike, mm-hmm, whether it be mm-hmm. the quad or a buggy or a Jeep or a Toyota, Ford,
doesn't
Chevy,
doesn't difference.
Matter what it is that you're taking out to the desert, but you know that you're putting hundreds of dollars in, you're prepping the oil, you're changing the air filter, you're mm-hmm. doing everything that you can, putting your sand tires on if you're headed out to the sand, mm-hmm. or your new knobbies on, depending on what it is and where you're going. Look at all of that money. Literally, throw $20 at any one of That's those right. organizations and a donation for...
But then, because if you don't, you're going to do all that to your buggy, you're going to do that to your Jeep, you're going to do that to your 4x4, and you're going to say, what do you mean I can't go out to the desert?
Yeah.
What do you
yeah.
mean I can't go off-road?
Yeah.
What do you mean I can't? What do you? Well,
you know,
folks, don't be reactive. Be proactive.
Exactly.
We lost Cajon Speedway because we weren't proactive. We lost Carlsbad Drag Strip because we weren't proactive. We lost Highway 117 racetrack because we weren't proactive. We have to stop being reactive and be proactive. If you want to keep, and I don't care whether you go off-road or not, but your kids and your kids' kids and your grandkids, because and nobody will tell you better than Audrey, a night in the desert is worth a night anywhere else in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially with friends and family and the stars.
Oh, it's a fireplace. There's nothing like it.
That's right. And there's no bears.
Nope. Not out in the desert.
No bear will come and eat you.
Oh, although we have badgers. They're kind of more scary.
There are badgers in the desert?
Oh, yeah. Ocotillo Wells, Ocotillo, Painted Gorge, Plaster City.
Really?
Superstition, Glamis, Gordon's
like
Wells, any of those, all the Imperial Valley has it. They're
really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How come they're not an endangered species?
I came across one in Ocotillo Wells when we were riding in Ocotillo Wells, and it had a little burry out. But there's a couple of watering holes. So there's aquas there that they have that all the animals come through that are year-round that just have water in them, and they live nearby.
Son of a gun.
Yeah,
badgers definitely. Are nasty little guys, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll bite you. Yeah. That's probably
their claws are what scare
that's
me.
That's what got me, too. See, that's probably why all those groups that are trying to keep the lizard alive, and they're probably just as afraid of a badger as you are, so they don't care whether you run over a badger.
No, they're even more important. One of the things that we were talking about, our past president, Chris Bafora, was there yesterday, and we were talking about the tortoises and the desert tortoise.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about the money that's being spent on the fencing going up along the 395 mm-hmm. and in other parts of California, you know, along the desert line and Death Valley and such, because the desert tortoise. And then, you know, they're... One of the things they were talking about is how bad they're coming down on us off-roaders. But when you think about it, we can't go out into Death Valley in the middle of the summer, which is when it's prime time for desert tortoises.
Right.
We go out from October on. Usually
right.
it's Halloween, the end of October.
Right.
And when do desert tortoises actually go into hibernation?
That
especially
time.
The California desert tortoise.
That time.
From October through to,
right.
to springtime when they come out
right.
in March or April. And when do we stop going to the desert?
Exactly.
In March because it gets
hello,
too hot.
Hello.
So that was one of the things. Chris and I were having some really good conversations yesterday. There's some desert tortoise activity going on right now. I know some of it's been in Nevada and what they've had, but there's new solar plants going in Nevada.
They're interfering with their... But see, the environmentalists don't care when it's money in their pocket. You know, they're only
because it's a solar farm going in, so it's green, and it's the green lies, and in my opinion, of what it is.
And it kills tortoises and all the other
little
animals.
Well, they have a permit to, so the one that I'm talking about in particular is the Gemini Solar Farm in Nevada that's going in. The Gemini Solar Farm is a project that's going in. It has permission. It has a permit to move. They went through and they did a count prior to, right? They have, so that, because they're going to do the land disturbance. So in the count prior to, they counted about 215 adults. Well, that's what their priority is going to be, because the adults are easier to find and relocate and move than the juveniles. The juveniles and the babies are harder to see and find and relocate.
So they're
going to
take all the adults
away. You
want to
know what the count of the juvenile and the babies were? 900 tortoises within this the area where
they're
gonna
relocate
going
them?
In. No, they're not priority. The juveniles, the babies, are not priority to relocate.
Wow.
Only the 215 adults that they found and tagged are
so they're
going to
take
priority.
The mom and dad away from the kids.
Yes,
and the kids will die. Theoretically, because because mom and dad got to teach them how to survive and eat and drink and find water and. You can go all day without telling me that. Now I'm going to take a break. Why? Because I can. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
Well, we got K&J Termite and Pest Control. Good friends of Audrey. They went and chased away all her little critters from her house. And she's totally, totally thrilled. Call them at 619-441-7378. They'll come out, give you a quote, take a look and see what your problems are, if you have any. And if you don't, be a little proactive there as well. They can set your house up to where you don't have to worry about. Like ants love to come out, during the heat for some reason?
Yeah, they're searching for water.
Yeah.
They're coming out in search of it. But yeah, Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control, they're here for any of your pest control needs.
And we'd like you to support our advertisers, folks. It's not so much about us as it is about keeping the show on air, because that's what it takes. It takes advertisers. And we appreciate listeners who listen in. Go to these businesses and... Because we handpick our advertisers. We just don't put anybody and everybody on that has a checkbook. You know, you have to meet certain standards. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's all about our reputation. The last thing we want to do is meet you at a grocery store and say, by the way, you know, company X screwed me to the wall.
Yep.
Because then that would ruin our day. So go with the companies that we vet. Go with the companies that take care of you. And if you'll notice, 99% of them... are family owned and operated, so check them out.
Yep, Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control. They are supporting the Lost Lizard Off Road Fun Run. They bought all of our kids' raffle prizes Lost Lizard. So that's
cool.
At least $1,500, $2,000 in raffle prizes for our just the kids, the kids' general raffle.
That is so neat.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Because it's all about the kids.
It's all about
really
the kids.
Is.
It's all about the future generations. It's about keeping the families together. Families that play together stay together.
That's
and that
exactly
is my
right.
true belief when it comes to that.
I totally agree with you 100%. In fact, I had a cool little family on the Johnsons this morning. That was
Growing
Up Garage.
Yes,
check
I just
that
love
out.
Caden. He is so cool.
Go to YouTube and just put in Growing Up Garage. He's so cute. I said, so have you interviewed very many people? Oh, yes, I've interviewed lots of people. So it's really a cool site. Go check it out. Also, join SDORC. And if you just bought a Jeep or you have a four-wheel drive and you've never really stretched its legs, Lost Lizard Fun Run will absolutely be the best place for you to go.
Yep.
If you've never done it before, there's plenty of people that will to walk you through it.
Where you're going to touch your wheel into each type of off-road environment. You got mud hills, you can do crevices, you can crawl
rocks. You can do them all if you want.
And we've got sand there. So we're going to teach you how to drive. The course is set up. You're going to go through every part.
How to lower your tire pressure.
Yep.
How to bring your tire pressure back up when you're done.
Yep.
Give you tips, tricks. Because everybody here has been stuck one time or another. The people that say they've never been stuck is because they've never been off-road. And they'll teach you everything. And you can take the family and get the whole family involved. I mean, they're not high-speed courses. They're low-speed.
Yep. It's a do-it-at-your-own-pace. It's right. not a race. It's not a rally. It's a
and
good time.
Be tons of raffle prizes to give away. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Especially after this weekend, getting a hold of a few manufacturers, mm-hmm. getting face-to-face and seeing them. We should have some excellent raffle prizes this yeah. year again set up. I know we've got a smoker from TDS, one of those trigger smokers. They bought us two of them. We've got Raceline wheels. We've got rugged radios. We've got Warren Winch recovery kit. We've got just several prizes.
You can even win an opportunity to co-host this show with Audrey, Ed, and I. So yep. that's really a fun time, too.
Yep. Come on in studio. And
if you've never done it, you could be a business owner if you want to promote your business. You can be an enthusiast. You can be any age you'd like if you want. Maybe get your kids on radio, maybe because maybe you got one that won't shut up. Best thing to do is put a headphones on him and a mic in his mouth or her mouth. And trust me, they'll either go crazy like Audrey or they won't say a word, which we'll take care of that, too. But it's really a fun thing. And when it, what date is it again? Lost Lizard?
Saturday, November 13th out at Superstition. You can go online and register at www.sdorc.org.
And the maps are there. I'll tell you how to get to Superstition. It's not it's not difficult. It's an easy way to get there.
It's about an hour and 20 minutes east out the 8 freeway off of Dunaway Road to Evan Hughes Highway.
Ed's back.
Oh, Ed's back.
Did I win?
I'm here.
Did I win?
We're going to find out soon. I'm around, walking around in the show. There's a place, Fab It Up, where they have a UTV on top of a truck. They build this rack, and you can drive it on top, and you don't need a trailer. You put it on top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I checked that one out yesterday.
I've seen those before, too.
That
hey, don't forget
that they've
to,
got, too, is
don't forget
is
to promote the radio
out.
Show there, Sunshine.
You got it. So I'm over at Super ATV, and this is a Polaris Razor, and the tire comes to my chest. It is tall enough to come.
Good.
I don't understand this thing.
Ed, when was the last time you were in the Midwest and went mud bogging? You know, I understand that you don't. Yeah, I know. There's a lot of people at the show yesterday, too. I heard other people mad dogging it, and it was like, check it out. Just because you don't know and you haven't traveled and you haven't experienced.
No, come on, Audrey. I've never seen it.
That's because you don't have a television.
Yeah, no, not you. I just mean.
Oh, I don't have TV.
Yeah, the other ones that I heard yesterday.
And mud bogging is insane in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
They love to go screaming around.
This is what Ed's talking about right now. Just
oh, man, that's a mud bogger. I know what it is.
That's got tractor tires on it.
Yeah.
And they've got big old, it's built to the till.
And they're not that wide.
Right. Yeah, that's to go. That's a mud bogger.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have a car.
The treads are like 3 feet deep.
Right.
3 inches deep.
I love the guy.
Really deep, a Chevron tread.
Audrey's showing me a picture. One. And he's got his tire on a little tiny rock. Like, what does that mean?
The tiniest little rock.
The littlest rock. You could stub your toe on that rock. It's so small.
Here's the Fabit truck he's talking about. Look at the wheels on that.
Well, look at the truck itself.
Yeah. That's
Well,
we'll post it up on. I'll get it posted.
Yeah,
on
that's
Facebook.
What you find at this show, folks. And there's still plenty of time to drive from San Diego.
Crazy stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's like I said, it's SEMA. It's SEMA for off-road is what it amounts to.
Yeah, basically.
And you could buy stuff there too, right?
They've got full. Oh yeah, everything's for sale. Almost everything is for sale. But you know, they've got it for every type of environment. They've got snows. They've got.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, they have them set up and staged for everything. Things that here in San Diego or in Los Angeles we don't experience, but you know. Our people who live here don't just live here. You know, a lot of people have other homes in other parts of the country where they go out and they experience that sort of thing.
Why are you making all these girls scream?
There's a lot of people here from Arizona. We talk to people and tell them about our event. They're like, no, we can't go. We live in Phoenix. We live in Tucson. We live in Northern California. People have traveled to the show.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
People from the Midwest are here.
Well, they can sure as heck come to the Lost Lizard run if they're coming that far just to come to this show.
They can, and we ask them to.
Well, don't ask them. Tell them.
All right.
You have to be there. It's be there or be square.
My comeback is if you can't make it, become a member.
There you go.
Throw $20 down anyway.
Exactly. All right. So how's the booth? You getting tons of traffic?
We have a lot of traffic. I like our booth. Audrey likes to have our trailer outside, which is another way to be successful. I don't feel as beat up being inside and talking to people where it's quiet and relatively clean and no sunburn.
We were talking about the weather earlier. It's the nicest weekend and the nicest weather we've had in 10 years out there doing this show.
Yeah, because it could be brutal.
It's really hot.
Yeah, it's usually over 95, usually over 100 for the show, and you're beat. But I like having our trailer. We usually sell merchandise when we're there, but we didn't have merchandise made last year or this year,
right.
So we don't have that to sell. So all we can do is just promote our membership. And
yeah, but you got a good presentation with the Easy Up and the shirts and...
Yeah.
Everybody there. And you have a good group of people from SDORC up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, volunteering to help.
Yep, our core.
We got Jim and Nicole here today, and we're taking turns walking around.
Good.
And it's enough people to talk to the crowd that comes by.
Fantastic.
And it's a lot of fun to be a vendor. You know, I don't always look forward to the show. Like, oh, I got to be there all weekend. And then once I get here, I see friends, talk to nice people. I see all kind of crazy cool stuff, and I'm really glad I came.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, by chance, did S&S Magazine, did you see them up there?
They're not here.
Okay.
I talked to Sherry. I even asked her if she wanted to print some magazines and send them with us. But they've gone pure digital since the virus.
Yeah.
And I don't know what their future plans are.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've been plugging them anyways. Hopefully people will go to SSORM.com, sign up digitally, and because that's the best way to stay in touch. Plus, you get to listen and read Ed's articles that he puts in the magazine as well. That's cool.
Yeah, and that's the S&S Off-Road Magazine.
Yeah.
Yep. And Clutch Roberts.
Right. And by the way, Clint August from Motorcycle Monkey called in, and Audrey talked about an event you might be interested in, Ed.
Yes, the Adventure Rally, the one that Eric talked about yesterday. He's putting it on November 4th through the 6th, the Adventure Rally for the motorcycles, dirt bikes, dual sport event that's going to happen in Ocotillo Wells and Pinyon Mountain.
All right. Hey, we're going to let you go.
I want to go to that.
Yeah, you should. Well, it sounds like you're getting beat up by a bunch of little kids, so we're going to let you go. Thanks for taking time and calling in, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Okay, we got your business cards, Dave. All right, see you next week.
All right, look forward to it. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.